Hi, this is Stacy. I have been a devoted Christian since I was young. I am a wife, mother, and grandmother, which inspired me to create Anchored by God's Word. My hope and prayer is that you can learn something from this message and that you can apply it to your life. Let's take a few minutes to study one of the amazing women in the Bible, Lydia. Lydia is mentioned just once in the Bible in Acts 16. She is a woman that I think we need to get to know a little bit better. First of all, Lydia's conversion, or accepting Christ, is historical because she is considered the first person recorded to have accepted Christ in Europe. Now, I think that's kind of a big deal. Up to this point, the gospel had gone no further than west than Asia Minor. The Apostle Paul originally was planning on staying in Asia, but God sent him a vision calling him to go west across the Aegean Sea and into Macedonia. This is where we see Paul meet Lydia. Another interesting aspect to this passage is that it's being narrated in the first person plural. Most of Acts is narrated in the third person plural, so this may indicate that whoever recorded Lydia's story was with Paul in Philippi, an eyewitness, had met Lydia personally. The narrator may be Luke himself, or Luke just wishing to use that first person source. So let's read Acts 16, verses 13 through 15. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate to the river, where we expected to find a place of prayer. We sat down and began to speak to the women who had gathered there. One of those listening was a woman from the city of Thyatira named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth. She was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. When she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. "If you consider me a believer in the Lord," she said, "come and stay at my house." And she persuaded us. So here we see that Luke, who is the author of Acts, calls her a dealer in purple cloth and a worshiper of God. Let's dig into those two things. In this time, only the wealthy wore garments dyed in purple cloth or had purple curtains for furnishing in their home. The fact that Lydia dealt with this purple textile tells us she's a successful businesswoman. We don't see a lot of that from the women in the Bible. For me, this really hit home on more of a personal level. I'm a businesswoman, and I became a leader in the early 80s. There was slightly different times for women in those days, and it was not really the norm to be a strong businesswoman and taking care of a family. Lydia's independence made an impression on me. As a woman, if you want what God has planned in your life, you can be a businesswoman and raise a family. Second, she is a worshiper of God. We know Lydia is Greek, so how is she a worshiper of God? She's not Jewish or raised Jewish. In this time, there were people who believed and behaved as a Jew without becoming a Jew. They were called polytheists. So she believed in God, she just did not know the gospel and specifically did not know the story of Christ. After listening to Paul, Lydia and her household were baptized. I think another interesting fact about this passage is that very few women in Luke's writing actually spoke or they were recorded of what they said. Here, Luke gives her a voice. She says to Paul and his companions, "If you consider me a believer in the Lord, come and stay at my home." Luke adds that she prevailed on us. This woman immediately opened up her heart and her home to these missionaries. We see another form of wealth when it says when she and her household were baptized, which makes it clear that it was her household. There's no mention of a husband or a father in her story. And this is really kind of unusual in Bible times, as women were usually identified by their relationship to a man, either a father, a husband, adult son, or brother. It's likely that Lydia had no surviving adult male relatives or that she was widowed or divorced. Divorce was much easier under the Roman law in this time, and in most cases, it didn't really have a stigma. Whatever her marital status, Lydia's home was spacious. It was large enough to accommodate Paul and his fellow missionaries, which probably included Silas, maybe Timothy, and perhaps Luke, and maybe some others, but also her whole household. Her home was also large enough to hold church meetings. It was in Lydia's house that the church of Philippi first gathered in Acts 16, verse 40. Lydia's encounter with Paul and her hospitality showed a lot of courage. Having a group of foreign men stay in her house could have caused a social scandal. Hosting meetings where a few Jewish messiah was worshipped rather than an emperor or an ancient pagan god could have ruined her reputation and business. But she received Paul and Silas into her home. So what can we learn from Lydia? She clearly had money and wealth. As we all know, money and materialistic things cannot bring you the happiness or fulfillment that knowing and accepting Jesus Christ can bring. She was open-minded. She listened. And after she believed, she was welcoming and generous, and the best of all became an evangelist of Christ. I think we should all be more like Lydia. Is there someone you know that might need some help or some guidance? It doesn't always have to be a financial help. Lydia opened up her heart and her home for others and was focused on spreading the word of Christ. Thank you so much for listening. If you are interested in more studies like this, follow me on Anchored by God's Word on Instagram or anchoredbygodsword.com on the internet. I appreciate your time.